USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Remnants of Ida brought rainfall and flash flooding that caused havoc across the northeastern United States over the past couple of days. More than 40 deaths have been reported from Maryland to Connecticut. Insurance broker Aon is reporting flood-related damage in the mid-Atlantic and northeast is expected to result in a double-digit billion economic damage toll. That's about the same estimated cost from the southern states where Ida made landfall last weekend. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, on Thursday stopped Virgin Galactic from flying its Spaceship Two until the agency completes its final mishap investigation report from its July flight. The FAA said Spaceship Two deviated from its air traffic control clearance as it returned to Spaceport America in New Mexico on July 11th. Virgin Galactic admitted the flight did drop below the altitude of the airspace for a short distance and time, about 1 minute and 41 seconds. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Walmart is raising their wages. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Walmart is raising hourly pay by a dollar for more than a half of a million workers before the holidays. Walmart's U.S. chief executive noting this is the third time the company has increased salaries in the past year. The retailer's U.S. average hourly wage is now $16.40 an hour. This comes as Walmart announced earlier this week it plans to hire 20,000 workers for its supply chain as the holidays approach.
Fire crews took advantage of decreasing winds to battle the Caldor fire near South Lake Tahoe, California, on Thursday. Some residents were allowed back to their homes. This could be a temporary reprieve as dry weather and a weekend warming trend could change things and the threat very quickly. 22,000 residents were evacuated days ago, along with casinos and shops across the state line in Nevada. The fire is 27% contained as of Thursday night. USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
As American veterans see the U.S. government opening up the southern border to millions of people from other countries, and now the tens of thousands of Afghan refugees, they're wondering why the U.S. government can't help the unknown number of vets living on the streets of America. Eli Crane, former Navy SEAL and Republican congressional candidate in Arizona, tells Fox News his views on the abandonment.
And it really makes, I think, many of us hope and wonder why we can't get our priorities straight in this country, why we can't take care of Americans first, especially those of us that have actually fought and were willing to die for this country. And when you see so much, you know, anti-patriotic rhetoric coming out of the media and Hollywood and everywhere else, and these men and women were willing to fight and die for it, that's really hard to deal with. Not to mention the fact that if you think about it, a lot of the manufacturing jobs that veterans used to come home from wars to attend to and to build a family around have been shipped overseas to China. So that, on top of it, makes it really hard for a lot of our veterans to get by and to feel like they're welcome and taken care of in this society. It's actually really scary for those of us that understand security and we're fighting overseas and we understand the type of evil that we're dealing with. And we as Americans tend to think of warfare in the terms of presidential elections in 2 and 5 and 10 year cycles when our enemy thinks in decades and centuries.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.